Naomi Bloom, Senior Market Advisor.
Naomi, kind of a two-part question here to get started. USDA, this time of year, will release some statistical guesses for crop and livestock supply and demand. And within those numbers are some figures on what the agency expects for planting intentions for the following season. And so now that those numbers are out there, we're seeing that USDA expects to see more corn in the U.S. in 2019 and fewer soybean acres. So the two aspects of this question is, one, does the market pay pretty close attention to these figures at this point? And two, what are your expectations for planted acres in 2019?
Sure. That's a very important and timely question right now. And what we saw from the USDA is that they're thinking that the soybean acres are definitely going to be lower for next spring, coming in at 82.5 million acres, which is down from 89.1 from this last year. It's truly, I think, based on the assumption of lost acres due to lost demand from the trade war. And so if that's the case, on one standpoint, it's sad that maybe the USDA is trying to suggest that, yeah, we really did lose that demand. But it would bring our ending stocks down just a little bit for next year. But on the other side of it, they're saying that the corn acres are going to be up. So right now they're at 89.1, and they're saying that for next spring they're looking at 92 million acres. So the market actually has been talking about this for 2 months already. I think that once the marketplace said and realized that the whole China trade deal was for real, this acreage talk has been out there. But to actually have a concrete number, this is the first time that that's happened. So is the market paying attention to this? It's aware of it, but it's not, in essence, fresh news, so it's not responding to it. How about for my guess on it? I would say, based on conversations with producers, they don't totally know yet. They haven't bought their seed yet. They're not sure if they want to just continue to switch to their regular rotation on things or what they're going to do. One thing that I do think is interesting is that they're also saying that there would be more wheat acres next year, and that I do believe. I have people talking about double cropping wheat with soybeans that have never said those words to me before. But one other thing to be aware of in wheat is that in Kansas and Oklahoma, they're having a hard time getting the last of that wheat drilled just because it's been so wet down there. So this is background news for now, but it is something that is obviously going to be taking the more attention to the market as the weeks and months go on. But first we have to get through elections tomorrow, USDA report, and we'll see what comes from President Trump and President Xi's meeting at the end of November as well.
I talked to a farmer from southwest Minnesota this morning, and we began to look ahead to 2019, and he said that he had more soybean acres this year, and so it would be kind of a natural rotation for him to go to more corn next year just because of how many soybean acres he planted in 2018. And so I guess that plays a little bit of a part too for some, but you mentioned wheat would be another possibility here where if we see soybean acres disappear. Anything else on 2019 plantings that you think is pertinent right now, given the fact that, you know, the market was kind of already looking at this for a couple of months, as you said?
Yeah, and one thing that we're also keeping an eye on is if there's any specialty crops that come back into popularity or into rotations. You think about the Dakotas, where normally they would have sunflower seeds or sugar beets or canola. Do they start to go back to those types of crops? And even in Wisconsin, in the Central Sands, there used to be very famous for veggie crops, and they had lost acres from the veggies to just corn and soybeans for the past few years. So now I'm curious if we go back to seeing more potatoes grown or even more of the peas, snap peas, and beans, just those types of things. So that is what my attention is going to be drawn for, and time will tell. Like I said, I have talked with clients and started, poking my nose in there a little bit to hear, have you bought your seed yet for next year? And I think with this slow harvest, they're just like, don't even talk to me about it. They're just not ready to have that discussion.
Well, I haven't seen the numbers. They've just been, we just moved past 3 o'clock Central. Maybe you've had a chance to see what the harvest progress numbers are from USDA. Have you seen those here in the last few minutes, Naomi?
Just coming over the news wire right now, we have soybeans at 83% harvested, and looking at corn is 76% harvested. So for corn, that is actually right on the five-year average. The average is 77%, so we came in 1 point lower. And for soybeans, 83% harvested versus the five-year average of 89%. So it's trying to pick up some steam as we wrap into the final weeks of harvest, but boy, it sure has been slow this year.
Anything in there that is going to make the market move very much at this point?
I would say no, not specifically from the crop progress information. It's likely going to be more of a quiet market day tomorrow as we continue to monitor election results. And then I think Tuesday night going into Wednesday, and then anything that we get from the USDA on Thursday, those are going to be your market movers that the market responds to and reacts to.
What are you hearing on the South American crop?
I haven't heard much, so usually that tells me that things are going along just fine. There hasn't been anyone screaming on Twitter or any major emails or news pieces coming over the news wire. So my thought is that as far as weather goes, it seems like there's been timely rain that's happening, and progress continues to be made on planting, and especially they got a good start earlier. So there's people really watching to see how much of an early crop could potentially be harvested in January. But otherwise, I haven't heard anything bad.
Anything else market-related to chew on today?
Just keeping an eye on those cattle markets. We broke some pretty big support today for futures contracts for fat cattle and for feeder cattle. So we want to keep an eye on cash movement for this week to see if that can bring the futures price back up. Beyond that, it's just all about the election.